What came first? The Brucey or the Batman? Written by Raven of Hyde Castle. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Batman podfic rated for general audiences. Featuring the characters Dick Grayson, Bruce Wayne, Alfred Pennyworth, and tagged for Eldritch Horror Batman. Scary Batman. Fluff and crack. Family feels. Identity issues. Memory loss. Makeovers. Shapeshifting. The rise of Brucey Wayne. Nobody has the brain cell. Nobody in this haunted house can cook. Dick Grayson's love of cereal. Dick is a ray of sunshine, and Robin, and a kid, and a menace. Dick, do you feel bonita? Bruce, yes. Good, because you look bonita. Summary. Gotham's local Eldritch Horror Batman decides he needs to be a better dad for Robin. The solution? Become Bruce Wayne. Batman had Dick to thank for this. Before that night at the circus, Batman had never taken his mask off. Ever. He was a creature of the night, crafted out of the nightmares of the unavenged as an enemy against their wrongdoers. He was vengeance, justice, and a thousand shadows given sentience. Then he met a child made of sunshine, and everything started to change. Dick Grayson was making him human. Literally.
Are you sure this is a good idea, Master Bat?
Alfred said from the attic doorway.
It seems ill thought out, in my opinion.
Nobody asked you, Penny, Dick said, blowing a big raspberry. Bee needs a disguise.
Indeed, Alfred said, raising an eyebrow. Well, I am sure he'll go completely under the radar looking like that.
Do you think?
Batman said, squinting into the mirror. There was only one candle lit, and he was made of shadows, so it was hard to spot his reflection. The hot pink lipstick Dick had smeared across the cowl helped, though. It's a work in progress, Dick sighed with the air of a suffering artist. I told you it would take lots of tries. Bee needs to look pretty. That's the rule of makeup. Batman poked his face with a claw. Pretty had never been a word used to describe him. The undreamt terrors of Gotham had spawned him, and they were seldom beautiful. His only charm points were the tips of his claws and a long, billowing cape that hid his twisted form. But he liked pretty. It sounded nice. Alfred stepped into Dick and Batman's makeover station and set down a plate of cucumber sandwiches. Dick scowled, but not on one like a dog with a bone. Alfred wasn't human either, so preparing child-safe food was a work in progress. Dick had learned to be less picky out of necessity. So far, the most flavorful thing in the house was cereal. I'm still of the mind that this is a foolish idea, Alfred said, crouching beside Batman and putting a cool hand on his shoulder. You are part of the night, not a human.
Batman's wings flickered into being as he shook his head.
Dick needs a father.
Batman's only family was Alfred, who was inhuman as himself, but they weren't parent and child or master and servant, despite Alfred's affectionate use of the term. They were other, and that made everything so much harder for Dick. Human children weren't meant to live in empty, derelict mansions. They needed more kinds of food, not just bread and cucumber. Dick was sunshine to Batman's shadows, but he would fade without a family. Before Batman found the boy alone, crying beside the cooling bodies of his parents, he had never had the concept of kindness. He was the need to get even, forged out of the hearts of the wronged. But Dick's soul fed into Batman's and gave it a new dimension. Hope, faith, and love. They weren't things a monster was supposed to have, but now that he did, Batman didn't want to give them up.
Still, Alfred said, I worry. Perhaps it is best we give up on this whole endeavor.
Penny, no, Dick said, trying to shove Alfred away from Batman. School starts next week. I need my dad to sign me in, remember? You promised I could go. Dick was determined to learn to play the trumpet for his school's band. He obsessed over it with the same intensity he gave crime fighting. Batman chuckled.
It's all right, Dick. I'll drive you. But I don't think makeup is the answer.
It was pretty, but it didn't change the fact that he was a twisted amalgamation of limbs tangled in a shroud of shadows. It would take more than lipstick to hide that. Dick pouted. That's just 'cause I'm not good at it yet, but I'll practice. Batman nodded, even though he knew foundation and powder couldn't do much good when his entire face was covered in black leather and lenses. Dick would find a way. Maybe we can get you a new mask, his child said, stroking his chin. They have them at the Halloween store. Halloween, Alfred said. That's what I said, Dick said, grabbing another sandwich. Penny, you need to listen.
Apologies, Master Dick.
Dick continued to gnaw on sandwiches while he brainstormed, going as far as to suggest Batman dress up as a clown when he took him to school so nobody would see his costume. Eventually, the boy got too tired to stay awake, so Batman tucked him into the small cot he and Alfred had unearthed a month ago and wrapped Dick in the folds of his shadows to rest. The candle was blown out, and Batman and Alfred flickered out of reality as well, leaving Dick alone. They reformed in the cave under the manor. Water dripped from the stalactites, and bats whittled through the cavern like a carnival. Batman and his oldest companion sat by the bank of computers that appeared a year ago, letting the buzz of electricity wash over their skin.
I know you are fond of the boy, but you must be careful, Alfred said, adjusting his gloves.
It was the closest to a nervous habit he had.
You're not meant to walk under the sun, Master Bat. Vengeance can't survive in the light.
I know,
Batman said.
But I think that's changing.
He was a being made of belief. Gotham's subconscious thirst for blood sustained him. But Dick's heart was altering him. The longer he spent with the boy, the more solid he became. And Dick's desires were what shaped him.
He wants a father. A family.
Batman said slowly.
If I am meant to grant wishes, why not this one?
Tony Zuko had been caught and mauled. Vengeance had been dealt. But Dick's family could not be returned. Batman never bothered to worry about that before now. But the chance to do something good and fix what had been broken was too tempting to pass up.
Dick wants me to be more than a dark knight, Batman said. And so do I.
He wanted to mend things rather than just break them, to be the hero Dick saw him as. Batman was an idea, but when Dick looked at him, he felt like a person. Alfred sighed. His breath was the wind that whistled through the cave and a blink of runoff as water dripped into the rapids below.
Then I suppose we would better work on giving you a proper face. Master Dick can hardly be dropped off at Gotham Academy by Batman.
They both smiled with unnatural, ill-practiced expressions. But Batman had a feeling they would master them soon enough. Dick would give them plenty of opportunities to improve. Dick and Batman tried everything, but it wasn't until the night before school started that they had their breakthrough. Dick was already in bed, and Batman had been remembering himself. That was a difficult thing to do, given the slippery nature of his existence. Crimes, detective work, and victims came easy to him, but his own life was a blur. He had been created to exist solely for other people. Awareness of himself hadn't been necessary until now, and his memories were water and oil. So, it was startling to recall, suddenly, that he did have a face buried deep within him, under layers and layers of grief. He stood in front of the mirror, traced the outline of his jaw with a hooked hand. Pale, unmarred skin bled out where he touched, teased out of his subconscious with hesitant tugs. Once it was over, slowly, carefully, Batman pulled off his cowl.
Oh, dear,
Alfred said, appearing soundlessly behind him.
Is that...
Yes,
Batman said.
The boy from the well.
Sharp eyes and dark hair, a square jaw and a mouth predisposed to smile, all aged up like the boy kept existing after he had been swallowed whole.
I must say I am surprised. I thought he was dead,
Alfred said.
So did I,
Batman said. 15 years ago, a boy fell down a well on the property. Batman had been a concept then, mostly forgotten and formless, but the boy had changed that. He had fallen down the well and lain on several slats of splintered wood, broken and dying. Batman had found him there and was shocked when their eyes had met. The boy had seen Batman with such startling clarity that it had been impossible to move. The boy had been scared, but in his fear, he had remained brave. It fascinated Batman, even as it hurt his soul to see. He couldn't bear to watch the boy die, so he had taken him, but not like he had with Dick. Dad had been lifting a child into his arms and vanishing into shadow. This wasn't so nice. It had been consuming a child into shadows to spare him one last moment of pain until only memories remained. Even those had faded, but Batman had become a little more real and a little more solid after that day. He just hadn't remembered why until now.
"Is he still alive?" Alfred said. "Has he been here this whole time?"
Batman shrugged. "When a river drains into the ocean, is it still the same water?" He was pieces of the night, strands of collected shadows. The boy was a part of him, just like so many others. The only difference was that Batman found a way to make this facet of himself shine.
"I suppose you are right. It is pointless to wonder," Alfred said. "You are you. Details notwithstanding, I'm sure Master Dick shall be delighted. I am assuming you have a name now, too."
Batman nodded, his new lips pulled into a smile.
"Call me Bruce."
Dick was so excited when he saw Bruce as Bruce that he ran an entire lap around the manor, then demanded a piggyback ride. It was strange carrying him through the house on his shoulders, but Bruce liked it. There wasn't a cowl or a cape in the way, so he felt Dick's little hands tug his hair and stretch his cheeks. It was nice. School was less nice. Bruce and Dick got to Gotham Academy on time, but had to talk to the principal, the secretary, and the admissions office because neither of them had realized the students needed to do paperwork, rather than just show up. This was why Alfred existed. A shame he wasn't with them. It was smoothed over, but took nearly an hour. Promising a sizable donation to the academy helped unruffle most feathers, and smiling helped with the rest. Bruce was discovering Dick was right. Smiles were very effective, and he had an amazing one. The smile didn't last when he got home and had to explain to Alfred that they somehow owed Gotham Academy $2.5 million.
"It would have been nice if you had a brain to go with that face, Master Ba. Bruce,"
Alfred said.
"No thoughts between your ears, are there?"
"Sorry," Bruce said, sheepish. "I'm still learning."
Alfred sighed. The manor shook from the movement.
"Of that, I am aware. At least you are charmingly naive, rather than incompetent. People don't blink twice at those they believe are harmless."
"I'll try to keep it up then," Bruce said, "after we figure out how to pay the school."
He had overthrown enough laundering schemes to know how theft worked. Surely there was a corrupt businessman he could rob, then give the money to Dick's teachers. It would only take a few days of investigating, and the problem would be solved.
"I will worry about that, Master Bruce," Alfred said. "As you are aware, this is far more my skill set than yours. You just settle back into your shadows. I can tell the drive tired you out. That is a nasty sunburn." Bruce rubbed his face, which ached fiercely. Despite the constant cloud cover, it would take a lot of exposure to build a resistance to the sun. He did as he was told, and left Alfred to work his magic, highly relieved. His oldest companion would have the problem solved within the afternoon. He was frightfully competent, although his duties were fundamentally different from Bruce's. Batman was the knight. He had clear tasks and a mission to fulfill. He was as unable to veer from it as the Earth from its orbit. Alfred was similar, but his nature covered a different aspect of life. Batman still didn't completely understand it, but from what he gathered, Alfred was a nurturer, and could bend reality however he wished for the betterment of his loved ones. It wasn't a power he used often, due to its high cost, but Bruce knew once Alfred finished fixing this problem, childcare duties would fall to himself for several weeks while Alfred went dormant to recharge. Anywhere else, the magic wouldn't tire Alfred out so much. But Gotham was a cruel, capricious thing. Decades of nihilism left Alfred faded from unbelief, and after the manor's last family, Bruce's family, had died, he had almost been smothered completely. The butler's memories were also grey and disused, and Alfred cared for Batman because there was no one living left to love. But now there was Dick, and Alfred could access more of his magic because of him. Bruce let himself dissolve back into the Batcave to rest, and resolved to protect Alfred once he was done, just like he always had. They were a fragile family, made out of creatures that didn't know how to exist properly. But Bruce would be damned if he didn't keep them stitched together as best he could. Dick's school problem was solved. Gotham Academy got its money, and Alfred slept for 3 weeks. Bruce tackled his new fatherly duties with gusto. He learned to boil eggs, burn toast, and buy cereal. Lots of cereal. It was the safest thing to eat. He did laundry, put band-aids on scrapes, and helped Dick with his homework. In the morning, he drove the boy to school. In the afternoon, he picked him up and they went out for ice cream. At night, Batman and Robin took the city and flew through the streets and grapples. Batman loved his Robin. Having someone to share the mission with was like giving them half his soul. He had never thought he could have companionship on the streets. Crime fighting became less dark and less lonely each night. Dick put on his own cape. It felt as natural as breathing. Bruce's concept of time was negligible at best, but he kept careful track of the days now, and wrote every detail into a file in the Batcave, named by Dick. He wanted to remember every second of this, so he recorded it. That way, if he ever faded again, he could find his memories and relive them. No matter how much time passed, he would always have this time with Dick close to his heart. Bruce was so busy with this that Alfred completely blindsided him when he woke up. "Work?" Bruce parroted, feeling confused.
"What do you mean, work?"
"I mean," Alfred said, an ice pack on his forehead. He was still exhausted. "That rewriting reality is hardly an easy task, Master Bruce. You have a job now, and duties. I do hope you haven't been slacking on them for the last 3 weeks. I worked rather hard, rewriting the world so Bruce Wayne's death was never reported. It would be a shame to waste it.
Bruce's body flickered with befuddled shadows until he stabilized himself.
Rewrote what?
Perhaps he should have paid more attention to Alfred's power. This was not the quick fix he had been expecting. The end.
This has been recorded for Podawin for the prompt Fear.
Author notes. Reporter squinting. Is that Thomas Wayne eating ice cream with a small child? Gothamite. No, Mr. Wayne is dead, remember? That must be his son.
I thought he also died.
Then how is he eating ice cream?
I don't know.
That's what I thought, checkmate bitch. The next day, every newspaper on the East Coast has a front page spread about Bruce Wayne adopting a ward after years of living out of the public eye. Dick is very happy to shove the Gotham Gazette into Bruce's face and brag all about his new friends. And brag about all the new friends he's making in school. Coincidentally, this is how Bruce gets his obsessions with newspapers. They have pictures of his baby. He must collect them all and have Alfred frame them in the Batcave. Dick also never gets over his Pavlovian dependence on cereal. In his brain, it is the only safe food that exists. Alfred gets better at cooking eventually, but it was a steep learning curve. I hope you've enjoyed. I found this series last night and now I asked permission in a comment and got a yes super fast. So obviously I have to try to record it before the day 3 drop and now I have to edit it quickly. So ta-da! I hope you do listen to this and after the day 4, after the third reveal for Podawin. But if not, I guess you'll get it at the end. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today. So far, the most flavorful thing in the house was cereal.